opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
Yep, you can go ahead and unplug her. I mean, if you're listening to us through LibertyNewsRadio.com, you're in the right place. Back here with this Thursday edition here at 5 minutes after the hour. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to SQRRadio.com yesterday afternoon, but starting at 1:30 Eastern, we carried the entire Stern American broadcast. We do that on occasion. We actually interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you the latest out there live, and we did live stream it off the Rumble channel. For those of you that went to Stern American and were watching it yesterday, nearly 2 million Americans were online, according to Steve Stern, who we had on the show yesterday. And, of course, one of the people who spoke was General Michael Flynn. And, of course, he was in his car in Florida visiting somebody that just had a heart attack. And, of course, the excerpt, I recorded his entire speech from start to finish, and then, yes, I edited it. I admit it. I edited his comments and took out all the non-essential details because a lot of this was personal. Yes, he was in Florida visiting somebody that had a heart attack. He didn't mention any names, so all of that was pretty much superfluous as far as the actual content of what he said. Now, here's the thing. I prefaced this with what happened yesterday morning. Because as you know, if you were listening November 5th and that evening, we were all on LibertyNewsRadio.com talking about the election and doing election coverage for that 5-hour block from 7 to midnight Eastern. And I was on for 2 hours. Okay, so I did my little bit. No, I'm not patting myself on the back here. But we did, during that broadcast, make mention of Polymarket, all right? And because they were actually predicting what was happening in the polls and the betting markets and gaining mainstream attention during the election. And the FBI raided Shane Copeland's apartment, or Copeland, his apartment in New York City about 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. And we don't know whether Copeland or Polymarket were the targets of an investigation. Copeland was at home at the time of the raid. Americans aren't allowed to use Polymarket, on which one French trader reportedly won nearly $50 million. The company reportedly had been raising new venture capital after already securing over $80 million from backers like Peter Thiel's Founders Fund. Well, with Peter Thiel, that's a whole different animal out there. We'll have to cover that in some future broadcast. But the obvious political retribution by the outgoing administration against Polymarket for providing a market that correctly called the presidential election, this is a Polymarket spokesperson telling Axios, Polymarket's a fully transparent prediction market that helps everyday people better understand the events that matter most to them, including the election. So what the FBI did, carrying out a court-authorized law enforcement activity at Copeland's building, this is what was going on. So understand that the FBI has just put Polymarket on the map. And this is something that, of course, the outgoing administration trying to send all this money to Israel and Ukraine and everybody else, you know, our tax dollars, which we can't afford, and because of the fact that, you know, we knew that there was still, despite all these news reports about how the election happened and the fact that, you know, Polymarket predicted that Trump was going to win in a landslide. Well, it wasn't the 1980 election between Reagan and Carter, anybody but Carter election. No, it wasn't that. But Trump was victorious, taking all the swing states. Well, there was still cheating going on, and we told you that that would happen. And so Steve Stern with Stern American had a host of different people on the broadcast. And, of course, some of these people were they're actually monitoring the cheating and documenting it. And General Flynn, of course, in his segment, which I edited, and I got to admit that again, I did edit it, but I took out all the non-essential stuff. So you can hear what General Flynn had to say, warning America, you can't sit on your laurels. Here's what he said.
I think one of the things, and I'll just stay at the strategic level here. You know, we're getting ready to go into another phase of operations here. There's some difficult times ahead. I think if I saw the breaking news about Thune in the Senate. So we are going to constantly be in the offensive mode here for a while. I mean, we are going to have to be on the offensive. And that, you know, I use that metaphorically to make sure that everybody understands, you know, we have to do what we can, and we have to expose, continue to expose, and continue to get our voices heard out there. When I think about what he did and the remnant, you know, the remnant alliance that was organized of 500 Christian churches to get the Christian vote out, right? I mean, everybody, it was one big team. We didn't always see eye to eye. We didn't always get well coordinated, but we were constantly communicating, and we constantly did that wherever we were at, you know, whether it was, you know, on precinct strategy updates or Jovan with his podcast. Everybody had a role, and everybody came together to do it. In order for us to move forward, what we have to do is we have to make sure that we completely understand the agenda of this president, you know, Donald J. Trump, and where we can focus. Got to be careful juggling a lot of different balls. If you're really good at one or two things, like laser focus on those things and make that your passion for the next few, you know, months and years here, right? If necessary. I still firmly believe that we must have accountability. We must have accountability moving forward. You know, we can do all the wonderful things, get the economy going and get our military squared away, but we must have accountability, because the people that did the things to our country that have been done, they will do it again, and they will do it again if they're not held to account. So I'm adamant about that. That will be my passion, among other things, but that will be particularly something that I am going to hone in on, is that we must make sure that we hold these people accountable. We are in a really, really good position. We should not be patting ourselves on the back too much, right? You know, hopefully people got a little bit of rest. It's like we say, you know, ruck up and move out in the military. It's time to really start to look at what it is that very good at, and then get involved. And I've been using this phrase, local action has a national impact, for a long time now, for years. And I have gotten great response from it, you know, very positive. A lot of people that have reached out and said, I got involved because I heard something that you said about local action. So I do think that now local action, whether it's a grassroots organization, a small podcaster, a big podcaster, everybody got involved and said, enough is enough, and we're going to do everything we can. You know, we're going to get out of the bleachers, onto the field, and we're going to get this man, you know, over the line and into the victory circle. And we did. And we all ought to feel good about that one big team. You know, now going forward, as he builds a team, as President Trump builds a team, and as parts of his team are looking at how do we restructure our entire government, which is what's going on, then, you know, we're all going to need to weigh in and make sure that we support that, right? Question things, push buttons, but continue to move forward to get this country back. I mean, we still have a couple of months left to where, you know, where Trump will be in office and be able to really kick into high gear. But I'll just wrap it up with prayer still matters a lot. So pray for Trump and his family. Because these people are not done. That, you know, the demons that are out there, the evil that we face, they're not done trying to destroy this man. So say some prayers for him. And all of us that are doing things, lighting small fires on this battlefield of America, and then making sure that those fires continue to burn. I want everybody to keep that going. Don't let this thing die out, right? Because we're there, and we're going to leave it up to Trump to do whatever he needs to do, or whatever the team is that he puts together. This is only one group, one man, and we have a giant movement that is not a cult. It is a movement, and it is a movement to basically reform and resurrect this country back to what it was.
So there you have it. A little warning from General Flynn. And see, when you have people like this Connecticut special ed teacher, reportedly assigned to a special education at a public elementary school, who was placed on leave after a video circulated showing her threatening people who voted for President-elect Trump. She claims people of color and poor people and gay people and all the people that I care about aren't going to be safe in America. Neither are the F, are you guys. Just because you won doesn't mean we don't remember who the F you voted for. You're not in the clear. Please don't test your gangster on me, because you'll end up on a stretcher. Gone forever. So serious. Nobody F and talk to me unless you want to swing. If you want to fight, text me, call me, whatever, anybody else, stay the F out of my face. You see, when we have people out there like that, espousing hate and the kind of garbage. I mean, she's placed on administrative leave, obviously. We don't need people spreading this kind of garbage. But see, this is what we're going to face, and you have to be prepared to deal with it. Honestly, walking in love. I mean, there is a way to hold these people accountable. I can only hope that General Flynn might end up as the head of the Chiefs of Staff. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, here we are back again at 18 minutes after the hour, and Headline USA is reporting what happened post-election, that ratings for both CNN and MSNBC have plummeted. Wow. I mean, 40% for CNN and 23% for MSNBC, which, of course, Hannity calls MSDNC, and CNN, which he refers to as a communist news network. I think most of us can agree that this is part of what is fomenting all the hatred in America, because you get people like Joy Reid and Caitlin Collins and everybody else that's out there basically lying to the American public, because they're all trying to further the objectives of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission in taking our country down the toilet and turning it into Venezuela. Like I said, Venezuela was, what, the third richest country in the world? And now look at them. See, when you put the wrong people in the driver's seat, you don't become the wealthiest nation. And over time, Venezuela is now in the toilet. And its citizens are very upset. And what are they going to do? They took all their guns away. You see what we're facing right now? And then you hear the news reports about, you know, Maine's gun laws being challenged and Colorado's gun laws being challenged and Washington State's gun, you know, I mean, all the blue states, obviously they don't want their citizens having guns. Illinois, same way. They don't want their citizens having guns because, see, the sheriffs who know better know that having an armed populace means there's going to be peace and quiet, and you make the sheriff's job a lot easier. But then when you get, you know, news outlets like this, Fox News was able to bring in 2.6 million viewers in the election cycle. That was a 60% increase year over year for election night. But you see, NBC's viewership came in at 6 million compared to accumulating 5.1 on CNN. I mean, they took a bath. Right now, CNN's numbers are at 800,000. They used to be 13 million. Pretty sad, huh? Well, this is what happens when you start espousing and fomenting hate. And you put people on there that are trying to tear the country apart. People just frankly get sick and tired of hearing it. There was also another significant election that was won in Texas by a woman who was jailed for defying the COVID-19 lockdown mandates. I reported it on my past show. Republican Shelley Luther earned 77.7% of the vote, beating Democrat Tiffany Drake, who got 22.3%, according to Ballotpedia. Luther was forced to close her salon in March of 2020. And of course, all of her stylists were calling up going, hey, we can't make our mortgage payment. What are we going to do? She said, well, I can't make mine either. So guess what? I guess we're going to open the salon. So she did. And of course, what happened? The cops came out and arrested her and threw her in jail. And some judge out there, commie pig judge in Texas, Judge Eric Moy. Yeah, you heard him. Dallas County Judge Eric Moy, you should be ashamed of yourself. Fining this woman $500 for each day the salon was open. You see what I'm talking about the corrupt Article I corporate system? Man, if I was Shelley Luther, I would go after this judge. I mean, you want to upright the ship? You want to right a wrong? Go after these judges that are acting like total morons. I don't care what the governor said. You know, they wanted to get Luther to admit she was wrong and apologize for what she characterized as her selfish actions. I don't think she was selfish. I think she was a victim like so many other businesses that got closed. So, you know, here's the problem. You had Governor Greg Abbott issuing stay-at-home executive orders that prohibited what they were then classified as non-essential, but yet the bars and the nightclubs could remain open. as long as they were tied to a restaurant. Oh, yeah, well, the bars and liquor stores can remain open? What the hell is wrong with you people? See, this is the problem with our government, see, and this is why Michael Flynn warned you about acting at the local level. You've got to stop this nonsense, or they're going to take us all out. That means you go after your governors, you get in your school board, you stop the DEI, you stop the CRT, you stop the garbage, you stand up and you protest at county commission meetings and at city council meetings. If they're doing something or saying something that goes against, and of course, you know, you have somebody like Kristi Noem, who of course is now in line for a cabinet post. She did not close the state of South Dakota, and they did just fine. What is it with these other more? I mean, even DeSantis fell for this garbage down in Florida. Come on, Ron. You know, are you even going to apologize for doing this? Well, we thought we were doing the right thing. See, Abbott's going to say the same thing. Well, we all bought into Fauci's lie. Sure you did. So did Trump. Yet everybody rose up and said, Trump's our savior. Let's elect him. Put him back in office so we can right the ship. That's why I put out a new Substack post this morning, folks. So are we going to play Near My God to Thee? Is that what we're going to do? In fact, I posted Michael Flynn's warning on the Substack, and it's free to everybody who wants to go look at it, DaveKrieger.substack.com. Always encourage you to subscribe, because this is what keeps us and this show on the radio, is by those who subscribe and become paid subscribers, as well as people who order the books off of cloudedtitles.com. So the thing is, you know, we try to move the truth forward. This is what's important. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York, as a matter of fact, just put out a new report that said U.S. household debt inched closer to $18 trillion in the third quarter, with delinquency rates remaining elevated. Credit card balances rose by $24 billion, with a B, to $1.17 trillion. Auto loan debt climbed by $18 billion to $1.64 trillion. Home equity line of credit balances jumped by $7 billion to $387 billion, representing the 10th consecutive quarterly increase since the first quarter of 2022. But here's the thing. You know why this is happening? Because people cannot, since 2022, afford to live without going into debt. The economy is being choked off by the Fed, yet we sit there and we pull out the almighty dollar out of our wallets that's nothing more than fiat currency. I mean, seriously, this is what our problem is. We have money out there that, you know, we're trying to get BRICS to integrate the dollar. Now there's a report out that euro is being hit like crazy, and it's almost the equivalent of the value of a dollar now. This is the euro. And of course, the central bank is undermining the entire process, as is the IMF and everybody in the bankster cartels over in Europe, who basically invaded us by contract, and nobody gets it. Nobody wants to understand exactly what kind of garbage we got into, and nobody understands that all of this debt is part of the quadrillions of securitized paper in the secondary mortgage market. Anybody understand that? Credit cards, auto loans, student loans, mortgage loans, HELOC loans, every single one of them can be securitized. And out of every $500,000 of securitized paper in the open market, the securities market makes $7 million for every $500,000 loan. That's where we get into the quadrillions worth of debt, because we got all these investors out there that are enriching themselves at our expense. And the problem is that they issued all of this paper without telling us. They didn't tell us a thing when we went to the closing table to sign paperwork that they were going to, and already had, securitize our mortgage loan. They took all of our credit information, our credit scores, everything, turned it into a security, and funneled it into the securities market. And the security was already out there being traded before you even went to the closing table. There isn't one other podcaster out there or one other talk show host that's going to tell you this. Why? Because we researched it. We did a lot of research into the securities market, my team and I. And this is what we were teaching at the boot camp, because people apparently don't understand. When you go to the closing table, if that bank sells your paper, you don't know who owns your debt. Oh, yeah, the bank you dealt with who says that you're the borrower. See, they lied to you there, too, because you're not the borrower. No, where do you think the bank got the money from? you know, they had to kick in 5% of their own money as Dodd-Frank, but at closing, they got reimbursed. They were paid in full. Yeah, did you get it paid in full on your note that you signed? No. No, they led you to believe that you borrowed the money when, in fact, they borrowed the money. Seriously, they were the borrower. I've got paperwork to prove it. When they securitized your loan in the MERS system, they had to sign a couple of agreements where MERS was their agent and that the security would be traded in the MERS platform, which is nothing but an electronic database that monitors trading of securitized paper. Who gets this stuff? Nobody, because they don't teach this in Mortgage 101 in college and high school. No. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know it because people would stop borrowing money. I mean, right now they're being forced to stop borrowing money because damn interest rates are too high. But who gets this? I mean, I'm trying to educate people here, folks. The securities market, when they Clinton signed the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act into law and they repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which basically unhinged the Securities Act of 1934, when they did that, they let the banks run amok in the securities business. And that's why everybody, way back when the markets crashed in 2008, all of these CEOs from the banks like Diamond and everybody else, they were paying themselves hundreds of thousands of whatnot of bonus money and parachute money. It was crazy. They were making all this money off the securities markets, and they knew what they were doing when they went into this. And they were using the American people and lying to the American people, misrepresenting the fact that these people were not the borrowers. No, the lending bank went to the secondary market and borrowed the money from the secondary securities pool, who was already had taken your mortgage paperwork and converted it into a bond and put it out there. And they're trading it and making money off it. This is where that $500,000 becomes $7 million, folks, on the backs of we the people. I think we should be a little perturbed, huh? John Richardson from RNC Nutritionals joins us after the bottom of the hour news break. We're going to talk about B17 Laetril to fight cancer, which is on the KriegerFiles.com shop. Be back in a few. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
And we are back at 35 minutes after the hour. Thanks for joining us here in this segment. John Richardson with Richardson Nutritional Center, rncstore.com, joins us for this particular segment. And we're talking about something that I was enlightened long ago, and that's about a product. It's actually a vitamin. It's a health source. It's called B17. That's B as in Bravo, 17. Medical industry, that is a vitamin that's commonly known as Laetril. And, you know, I was talking to John Richardson the last time about the fact that, you know, there were people involved in Steve McQueen's life had something to do with B17 and Laetril. And John, welcome back to the show, sir. Glad to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much. I love being here on the SQR show and the store and supporting what you guys do, because getting this information out to your audience is the most important thing we can do right now, because we're doing this Make America Healthy Again program that you see everywhere. And so we are really putting into action, and you are putting into action, because you can talk about it all day long, but unless you let people know about it, nothing happens. So yes, Steve McQueen, the famous actor with the rugged good looks and great voice, wiped out his cancer with Laetril in the early 1980s. And the most people that were around at that time believe he died because he made a choice to do Laetril instead of chemotherapy and radiation. That's the lie they told. But I'm here to tell your audience that we have absolute documented proof that his cancer was gone. He actually performed a surgery and a dead, fully encapsulated tumor fell out of his body, connected to nothing. And it was absolutely wiped out because of B17. But because he let his doctor know on a line that was tracked by one of the three letter agencies, he said, I'm going to take down the cancer establishment. Steve McQueen was murdered, according to his doctor. A lot of your audience might be hearing that for the first time, but we have absolute documented proof of this. And his family knows as well, but many people were afraid to say this for the last 45 years. Believe it or not, that was 45 years ago that Steve McQueen died. Many people have been afraid to say it for fear of retribution to them as well.
Well, we did not take this lightly the first time we heard about it. And we also said, look, you know what? If you're going to, get behind something, you need to get it and you need to try it, which is one of the reasons why on the KriegerFiles.com, if you click shop, when you go to the KriegerFiles.com and you click on shop, it will take you to the Squirrel General Store. And squirrels, you see, they're very acute. They're very aware. They sense when danger is coming. And that's one of the reasons why we chose Squirrel Radio. And when you click on the shop button there, you'll notice that we're carrying B-17. And there's a reason. Because there are people out there right now that do not trust the system. They don't trust doctors. They don't trust what's going on as far as, you know, the modern medicine's first line of defense. And, of course, John, your dad a long time ago jumped all over this thing, did a ton of studies. Could you explain what he found?
Yeah, he started in the early 70s with his nurse's sister after he treated our family cat with that had cancer. He treated with B-17. Miraculous results. Our family cat, instead of dying within 6 months, like his vet said, he lived for another 7 or 8 years, even at an old age, wiped out his cancer. And then so his nurse's sister begged him. She was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She begged him to use it on her, even though it was kind of against the rules in the 70s for a doctor to use natural treatment like it is now. He did it. He went with his Hippocratic oath of first doing no harm. And that began, he wiped her cancer out, saved her arm. She lived many years after that, a very healthy woman. And so that began a series of 5 years of treating over 6,000 patients with metabolic therapy, including B-17. He wrote a book that he launched in 1977. But during this whole 5 years that he treated all these patients, he was raided by the three-letter agencies 8 times. He was arrested twice. He was taken to court four separate times, winning everything. But finally, in 1977, with the New York Times publishing 158 articles, negative articles on him and Laetrile that 1 year alone, they took away his license. And then he just spent the next, 10 years basically fighting against them every way he could on, doing seminars and media and things like that, even getting his naturopathic license in Reno, Nevada, because he lost his medical license in California. And then finally he succumbed to an air embolism in his brain during open heart surgery and died in 1988, along with several other prominent doctors, including Congressman Larry McDonald, who died in the 80s. He was a person that was a big, huge Laetrile supporter, treated his patients with it, introduced laws into Congress to pass it. And so basically they use the power and might of the pharmaceutical and medical industry to shut Laetrile down. And now they're unable to do that. Now it's coming back out. People are seeing the study, seeing what's going on, seeing the results. And brave individuals like you are letting me tell the story, because this is the time to do it. Right now we don't have any backup plan if we don't get this done. Making America healthy again over the next 4 years, because who knows what happens after that.
Oh, for sure, we don't know that. And, of course, the circumstances are such that we order B-17 ourselves, we take it ourselves, and we do it because immunity is your first line of defense. It says that right there on the website. I'm not talking about taking apricot seeds, all right? I mean, you do sell those, and there are some people that find them, they're bitter. We get it, but, I mean, I'm taking the Laetrile B-17 every day. And I do it the 500 milligram, the 500 milligram. I don't take the preventative. I went right for the throat. You know, whatever's going on inside your system, you wonder why I'm the age I am. And we can sit there and have this conversation and we're all of sound mind because we know that the system is broken. We have a problem here. I mean, if they attacked your dad the way they did, and he was a medical doctor, because he discovered something much like Royal Raymond Wright and other people.
Yep.
When they start discovering the truth and the establishment can't take that because big pharma, I'm just hoping, dear God, that, when they start cleaning house, that they take away this PrEP Act so that, big pharma is held accountable, because we need accountability. This is even General Flynn stated it,
Yeah, they say they are. They say they are. And so far their actions are backing up their words. I've met with several of the transition team members. They started the transition team before he even won the presidency. which was great, you know, that they've already started. So now you're seeing all these announcements of these people. You know, we can quibble about this person or that person, but some of them are earth shattering, and we haven't even heard what RFK is going to be doing and what his position is going to be. And I'm on the edge of my seat, Dave. It's like,
yeah, me too.
The times we're living in right now, I would have never believed it, but it is a time for all of us to take up arms, not physical arms. I'm not talking about, you know, actual weapons. I'm saying it's a time for us to get up and battle. God gave us a gift by winning this election. I don't know how we did it. I don't know how he did it, but God did it. And now we have to back up what we're doing. And you certainly are, my friend. I'm very proud to know you. I'm very amazed at what the trials and tribulations you've gone through and come rising above it to get this word out there, because that's what it takes. People that are willing to stand up and take action now and letting your audience know about B17 in this way. I just got back from a seminar speaking to 100 doctors, and I've challenged all of them to take the last 30 years of their life when they fought against the establishment to help people left and right, to take this time now to stand up and make their voice heard. And I was blown away at the number of doctors that took my challenge and are actually coming out to my office to get the studies, to get the information, to learn about this so we can spread this before they are able to mount a defense. And I don't know if they're going to be able to mount the defense, Dave, but it's pretty exciting times.
Well, and you got the state medical boards to contend with too, because we have a very corrupt system, and it's not just the courts, it's the medical profession as well. They don't want you knowing about B17, which is Laetril. They don't want you knowing about it. But see, we believe that God put stuff on this earth for our benefit. And it comes in all sorts of different forms, and apricot seeds. I mean, who would have thunk? The thing is, you know, we know that the stuff works because it's been tried, it's been tested, and we've got the white papers and the resources to back it up. And of course you have your website at rncstore.com.
Yep. Yes, we do. But make sure you go through the squirrel store, because the only way that you and I can keep getting this message out there is that you know, to help support each other. And so it's really important for all your audience to understand it's not just, you know, us trying to market something. It's how we support each other. And our side of the economy, we don't have, Amazon. We don't have, eBay. We have our own stores that we put together to help support each other's mission. And that's really important for me to get your audience to know, to go through and click on the Squirrel Store and make sure that they're getting it through there, because that's how we support each other. I mean, literally, that's my entire thing to helping not only people get healthy, but also get financially set free. So that's an important point to make.
Right. And with the cost of insurance right now, I mean, this is a cheap date compared to that. We'll be back with John Richardson after these important messages. Stay with us. We're going to talk about the upcoming Red Pill Expo and other good news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
And we are back at 12 minutes to the hour with John Richardson from Richardson Nutritional Center. We carry B17 Laetril. That's the cancer-fighting vitamin. It is not a drug. It's a vitamin. Get that through your head, folks. We're into naturopathic here. Most of you listening to the show are all about that. You don't trust the medical profession. I have not had a wellness checkup in 3 years. You understand where I just said? That is one of the things, because I take supplements and, you know, I get the exercise. I do what's required. And so, you know, I mean, if you have to go to the doctor for an emergency or for whatever kind of, you know, therapy you need, that's one thing. You know, massages and acupuncture, I mean, that's naturopathic, but how many people actually go get them? You know, we have treadmills that are just sitting there collecting dust. I mean, there's all sorts of things that we could be doing. But you know, John, I mean, you have a long history, with dealing with the backlash from things that your father started. Yet you have so many people out there that are looking at this going, I really don't want to get injected with chemo because in addition to killing the cancer cells, it's killing every other cell in my body. Why should I do this? You know, when you've got B17 out there, I mean, the thing is about B17, I mean, you've got the actual scientific proof.
We absolutely do, Dave. It's amazing how much proof they hid. But we did discover the vault, and your audience probably heard me mention that last time, and it's kind of the term we use, 50 years of data, books, studies, photographs, newspaper articles, beyond videotapes, you know, the VHS. You remember those things, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Cassette tapes. We found out there's one single manufacturer of cassette tapes left in the country, but we're converting these things to digital to bring it into the new age. We have so much backup information that was literally the three-letter agencies tried to raid the president of the Cancer Control Society, his home, to take this information. Why? Why is it so damaging, Dave, to get truth out there? And that's what we're doing. And that's one of the things about you mentioned Red Pill Expo. My dad, you know the story, my dad and G.R. Griffin were very good friends. They were close friends on the John Birch Society board. And they together were telling the truth about politics and the financial system. But my dad brought up the subject of Laetril to Ed Griffin, and he wrote the book 50 years ago in December. It will be 50 years old that the World Without Cancer has been launched out there. And Ed is still around. Believe it or not, your audience may have thought, what happened to Ed Griffin? He's 93, but still alive, well, speaks amazing. He goes on podcasts. He works till midnight. He's got the Crusaders gene, and he's throwing, again, the Red Pill Expo, a virtual Red Pill Expo, because they thought the elections were – they didn't know which way the elections were going, so they decided to take it virtual. And that's available for free for your audience for free. If they use the discount code SQR and go to rncstore.com, they can click right on Red Pill Expo and register for free and hear all the amazing speakers, including the MC, a personal friend of mine, Robert Scott Bell. Some of the people speaking are personal friends. You can watch it from the seat of your home instead of flying to, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, like it was going to be, even though I love going to the personal events. That's available to your audience by just using the discount code SQR, going to the website. So the way you do it is rncstore.com/SQR, and then you can sign up for Red Pill Expo for free, absolutely free, no cost to anybody. But when you're buying the product, we want to make sure they go through the Squirrel Store and go through that avenue, because that's the best way to get the product at the best discount, and also so that we can help fund your program.
Well, and I just ordered two bottles for my wife and myself, and, you know, the beauty of it is it got here so fast. That's the amazing thing. No waiting around, folks. I mean, it goes right directly to RNC store, gets processed out, and they deliver it to you. You don't have to sit there and have to worry like you had to before about stuff not getting there or stuff not being in stock or, well, it says on the shopping cart that now these folks at Richardson Nutritional Center are prepared to get the stuff to you quickly, because some people, like if you're fighting cancer right now or you have a loved one who is, I mean, come on, really? Is this something that you want to, it's a very cheap date compared to how much these insurance companies are getting billed. I mean, pretty soon insurance is going to be a crapshoot. I mean, in Florida right now, all the insurance companies are trying to get out of that state and they're running away. Now just imagine what happens when the health providers start to have to pay out these claims. And then you get tagged with all the overflow and all the excess that they would refuse to cover. And so, you know, well, you know, remember the pre-existing conditions that Obama Llama Ding Dong's Obamacare covered? Well, the bigger problem is here, see, folks, we don't have time to put up with the politics of the situation if you're fighting cancer. This has become a political situation because the three-letter agencies are out there trying to stop people from staying healthy. You know, we'd rather paying for well care than we would for dying like this, Medicare for seniors or whatever, you know.
Well, the system is changing, Dave. That's the thing I want your audience to hear. The system is changing. I'm watching it happen right in front of my eyes. I'm working with the doctors, the MDs with Gold Care, They are MDs, medical doctors that are leaving in droves from the medical system and helping people get off of pharmaceuticals and get onto nutraceuticals, God's medicine, cheaper, more effective, no side effects. That's the big thing about nutraceuticals. There's no side effects. I mean, yeah, maybe you have diarrhea if you take too much vitamin C or whatever, but you're not. The 80,000 people a minimum a year die of the side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. That's information that the audience, that your audience and the world doesn't, in general, doesn't know. Maybe your audience is probably smarter than most audiences, but that's what they don't realize. We are seeing an absolute shift from sick care to well care, to doctors that care about getting people better and make a good living getting people better. The current system that's being phased out only makes money when it keeps you sick, when it does a surgery, when it brings you in for a test proving you have some disease that they give you another pharmaceutical for and another pharmaceutical. So that by the time people reach our age, Dave, they're taking 10, 15, 20 pharmaceutical drugs. I take zero. I'm sure you take zero as well. We are healthy. We're going to remain that way because when we get sick, we're going to come up with a natural, God-given answer to whatever it is that we've got going on. And I'm convinced that in 4 years, you're going to see an absolute change in our medical system.
I would hope. And, man, I'll tell you what, if they could put Bobby Kennedy in as the Health and Human Services Secretary,
oh man, I would love it. It's going to be amazing.
It's like Mike Flynn in charge of the Joint Chiefs, you know? I mean, that would be another big win. I mean, you never know. I mean, I don't know what they've got up their sleeve, and I'm sure that they're being holding all their cards close to the chest because they're already being attacked. I mean, after what the media is doing to Pete Hegseth right now, I mean, it's like, wow. Curiously, because we've only got a couple of minutes left here, John, the protocol for people who are fighting cancer right now, the B17, there is a course that I know has been shared, and we cannot give medical advice on the show, folks, because as you know, the three-letter agencies are out there, and they're constantly monitoring things that are going on. And, you know, when they get wind of our interview, they're going to say, you diagnosed and you said and you said and you said. And we don't want that. So, you know, there are studies that have been done for the amount, my understanding was 6 B17 capsules a day. What's been tossed about for people that are actively fighting cancer. Now, what do you know about that?
Well, yeah, that's out there in the general public, and it's actually something that's been studied. And if you're taking it orally, you can take up to 3,000 milligrams a day, and that will be used by your body. There's all this we don't want to go down the cyanide path, but there's all that lie about that. That lie has been disproven many times, but it's still out there. But you can take up to six 500 milligram capsules a day, and your body can use that. If any more that people need, they typically have to do an IV or things like that, and they would do that for their doctor. Here's the important part for everybody to hear. This is an adjunctive therapy. We're not talking about this is a treatment for cancer. We're not diagnosing anybody. It's an adjunctive therapy, just like if you did IV vitamin C, if you did ozone therapy, if you drank soursop tea, if you took in black seed oil. These are all adjunctive therapies that many MDs and many naturopaths are now providing to their customers, their clients, their patients, without calling it a treatment. That's the big key, because the only legal treatments in the United States are chemotherapy, poisoning, radiation, burning, and surgery, cutting the organ out. That's the only legally allowed treatment for cancer for an MD, and so we call it adjunctive therapies. And an adjunctive therapy can be exercising, Dave. Adjunctive therapy can be drinking clean water. So this is a vitamin, it's a nutrient, and so yes, we want to get people up to 3,000 milligrams a day if they're actively fighting something, because why not have their immune system be as high as possible, whatever choices they're making as far as their treatment plan.
And we appreciate that, John, because, I mean, you've got the studies to back up everything that we're talking about here on the show, folks. And this is not an infomercial. This is a plea to people that are out there having an issue. And you can support the show just by going to the KriegerFiles.com, clicking on shop. It will take you to the Squirrel General store. You click on shop, and there you have it. And the B17 is what we offer. This is immunity, your first line of defense if you're fighting cancer. and the interim. If you want to go to rncstore.com/squirrel, you can register for Red Pill Expo absolutely free. It runs November 16th through the 18th, and you can find out more of the truth, which is what we're seeking to do. John Richardson, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Dave. God bless you.
God bless you too, folks. And hey, you know, like I said, you shop there at the Squirrel Generous Store, keeps us on the air. Read our free Substack commentary this morning on my DaveKrieger.substack.com page. In the meantime, remember, we are fighting the good fight. Stick with it. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. We can save it.